This past week, it was the U.S. Congress that was grappling with some difficult math. The $2.6 trillion budget President Bush has proposed for next year. Republican-run budget committees in the House and Senate tried to ease the pain of domestic spending cuts while making sure to leave room for more tax cuts worth tens of billions of dollars. NPR's David Wellner reports that things got tense and awkward when veterans groups showed up on Capitol Hill.
Wars are what account for many of the nation's 25 million veterans, but the money Congress sets aside for them is not considered military spending, which goes up nearly 5% in next year's budget. Instead, the programs overseen by the Veterans Affairs Committees face the same real spending cuts that hit many other domestic programs in the president's budget. On Wednesday, hundreds of veterans wearing caps and flag lapel pins crowded into a Senate hearing room to press the Veterans Affairs Committees there from both chambers for more money. California House Democrat Bob Filner assured them he was on their side.
Who the hell gave us this country but you? You deserve a budget that is worthy of you, and if you have to march on Washington to get it, we should have it. Thank you.
And Florida House Democrat Corrine Brown heated up emotions further, quoting George Washington.
The willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, should be directly proportionate as to how they perceive the veterans of early wars are treated and appreciated by their country. Now that's profound.
The Republican chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, Larry Craig, seemed on the verge of losing control of the noisy hearing. He sought to reassure the man seated before the lawmakers in the witness chair, VFW Commander-in-Chief John Fergus.
Well, Mr. Commander, you can see the diversity of opinion that resides in the Congress today. But I will tell you that all of us, Democrat or Republican, have the same commitment to veterans.
But VFW Commander Fergus told Craig veterans were being seriously shortchanged in the budget proposed by the president. He noted while the plan increases spending on veterans by just $100 million, costs are expected to rise by $1.5 billion.
The administration's budget is troubling in many ways because it is an obvious attempt to balance part of the nation's deficit on the backs of a disabled and aging veterans population.
Fergus pointed to $351 million in cuts for nursing home care and even cuts in funding for research in making better prosthetic limbs for injured soldiers. At the same time, veterans would be required to pay a new annual enrollment fee of $250 to receive benefits.
Do not attempt, Mr. Chairman and members of this committee, to make the need fit the budget. Instead, we ask you, make this budget fit the need.
All right. Yes.
The battle lines had been drawn, veterans and Democrats versus the Republicans in power. Florida House Republican Michael Bilirakis pleaded for bipartisanship.
I just really ask our members, I mean, sure, we're going to speak our piece and that sort of thing, but if we don't work together, we're not going to really get the results that we really want.
That brought a sharp retort from Nevada House Democrat Shelley Berkley.
I don't think the veterans care if we love each other on this committee or whether we work in a partisan or bipartisan way. I think they care a lot about whether or not they're going to get the health care they deserve and the benefits they were promised by this government when they signed up to fight for this nation.
The pressure from veterans did seem to have an effect. The Senate Budget Committee added $900 million more than what the White House requested to veterans spending. The key test, though, will be if that money gets approved by Congress. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.